So what they have plans to do is two things. First of all, to reduce emission of greenhouse gases, and then to reduce waste. And to do this in a measurable and a transparent manner. So the companies are promising that they will set out goals and plans to do this, and the plans and goals should be ready before middle of next year.
What are some of the ways in which this might be done?
In Iceland, we have a special situation in that most of the houses are heated by geothermal heating. So we are already using renewable energy for heating of houses. So the challenges are different than in many other countries. For most companies, this would be means of transportation, for example. So finding ways to reduce greenhouse gas emission from transportation is a big challenge. But we also have heavy industries and in Iceland, like aluminium smelting plants and other big industries that have to dig into their operations and find ways to reduce.
What impact is the declaration likely to have?
We are just now realizing that this is actually a very big step in Iceland, because Iceland as a nation has pledged to reduce greenhouse gases by 40% by the year 2030, as many other countries have done. This was done by the prime minister. But of course, prime ministers and politicians, they will have to lean on companies and individuals to actually make this happen. So to have the companies doing this free willingly, without any pressure, is actually an amazing thing, I believe.
Can you tell us how many people will be touched or affected by this initiative?
A huge number of, a portion of the Icelandic nation will be touched. Remember, in Iceland, we only have 320,000 inhabitants. Those 103 companies, they employ around 44,000 employees. In addition to that, four of the nation's universities are pledged. So we have, in addition, 20,000 students. These are people who are directly affected and will be involved. But of course, the customers of those companies are also involved. So this is actually a big portion of the nation taking part in this initiative.
This initiative, this declaration, seems to speak to the increasing and direct role of cities and businesses in mitigating the effects of climate change.
Yes, definitely. As I said, we'll have to be innovative. We'll have to have individuals and companies to come up with ideas on how to do this. By tapping into the innovation and the thinking of individuals and small and big companies, we are hoping to come up with new ideas, new ways to fight climate change. We already have seen some of the ideas that the companies have already come up with to do this. Like, for example, increase the use of electric cars, reduce waste, or minimize or optimizing how they use their logistics and looking into the value chain in general.